Who gets to write history? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Confederate flag debate has now moved to Congress, where Democrats tried to ban flag souvenirs from the gift shops at national parks. Then Republicans tried to undo the ban and restore the Confederate souvenirs. Let's see how that went.
Question is on ordering the previous question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. Previous question is ordered.
Well, at least nobody was hurt. But clearly there are some members of Congress who feel that this attack on the Confederate flag is somehow an attempt to wipe away 150 years of Southern history, as one member put it. And that's what puzzles me, that anybody could think that's even possible. Once upon a time, history may have been written by the victors. But today, history is written by anybody with a YouTube channel. I found a video of a white guy riding his motorcycle who says the Confederate flag stands for nothing but good times.
When I picture the rebel flag, this is what I see. Kids in their lifted trucks, cans of dip, fishing and hanging out, having fun.
And I found a black guy carrying the flag at a Confederate cemetery who says it's about peace and love and racial harmony.
It is a great honor for me to be here today. Sons of former slaves sitting down at the table of brotherhood with the sons of former slave owners. Every time I pick this flag up, I'm at a gathering of love.
And unless the Supreme Court changes its mind, they will be free to wave that flag or burn it, provided it's their flag, no matter what Congress does. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.